All right, we have some breaking news. Elon Musk has started a new political party, and it's already a complete joke. But just think about this. Donald Trump's largest donor in the 2024 election cycle is now forming a new political party that seems intentionally designed to undercut Donald Trump's term and divide the coalition that he built over the past few years. For example, Elon Musk clearly wants to pull away all of the tech bros that have been attracted to MAGA. He clearly wants to pull away all of the billionaires Trump has under his wing. And I'm sure Elon's going to try to con some working class people into somehow thinking the richest man in the country is on their side, and all of his billionaire friends are on their side. So throughout this video, I just want to break down how much of a joke this is. In fact, I'm going to make a bold, brazen prediction. This party will go nowhere. I don't even think it'll be a thing in 6 months. Even right now, it only exists in the form of Twitter shitposts or random jokes. So let's talk about how much of a joke this party is. I mean, can we just start here? Elon Musk, the day that he announced this, was getting crushed on his own app because he and Trump led to the NWS cuts that led to dozens of deaths. Maybe rather than memeing on Twitter about a new political party, Elon Musk, about the America Party, maybe you should restore some funding to the NWS. Just read this to start off. Claude Taylor says, yes or no? Did 24 young girls die in Texas flooding because, in part, Trump gutted NOAA and the National Weather Service? And someone tagged Grok, which is Elon Musk's own AI that Elon has trained. And Grok said, yes, Trump's 2025 cuts slash NOAA slash NWS funding by 30% and staff by 17%, impairing forecast accuracy. Warnings underestimated rainfall, contributing to inadequate alerts for the flash floods that killed 24 and left about 24 Camp Mystic girls missing. Someone says, God damn, Grok just said, yep, Trump and Elon killed those girls. And Grok responds, not my exact words, but close enough. Trump's NOAA cuts, pushed by Musk's Doge, slashed funding 30% and staff 17%, underestimating rainfall by 50% and delaying alerts. This contributed to the floods, killing 24, including about 20 Camp Mystic girls. Facts over feelings. After this, Elon Musk said he's looking into changing Grok, and he might have to rewire the way it works. This is all while he's announcing his own political party on his app. He's just losing control. This is a joke, and here's why this party is a joke. There are a few key political reasons, like the inability to actually create a party among all 50 states without getting like tens of thousands of signatures, basically per state. Even in Musk's home state of Texas, I was doing the research, he needs to gather over 80,000 signatures, and then that needs to be done across a patchwork of 50 different states where they all have different laws and regulations. So even for the actual on-the-ground reasons, this is not going to happen. But even if we take a broader stance, like just like think about really high level, the only reason Elon Musk is doing this is because he wants to get revenge at Donald Trump and he feels slighted. He's not doing this out of some core political principle that he wants to push forward. There's nothing like that here. He's mad. He wants to get revenge against Donald Trump. Think about the lengths that he went to get revenge at Biden and the Democrats. Biden froze him out of an EV summit in 2021. Elon got so mad that he bought Twitter, bankrolled Donald Trump, got Trump into office, and when Trump wouldn't do everything he wanted, Elon is now flipping and trying to bankroll the opposite side. But let me just read some of these cope tweets. They are so funny. First of all, let's check out Elon Musk's Twitter feed. It's all about the America Party. And these are all Elon Musk reposting things or retweeting. You can see right here, Elon Musk reposted this. A new party is a must. It's a meme saying both sides are the same, that Democrats and Republicans, it's like, corporate needs you to find a difference between this picture and this picture. They're the same picture. It's from The Office. Trust me, Democrats and Republicans are not the same. Do you guys remember the Democratic administration that cut Medicaid from tens of millions while billionaires walked around on ketamine calling the president a pedophile? No. Actually, it was quite the inverse. Obama passed the Affordable Care Act, which saved my family members' lives. Elon Musk then reposts a meme that says, which way are you going to go, either America Party or the two-party system? I think I'll stay with the Democratic Party. I think we're making some good progress here. This says, America's party should be focused on reduce the debt, responsible spending, modernize the military with AI, pro-tech, less regulation, free speech, pronatalist, centrist policies everywhere. I'm half expecting it to say candy for breakfast, ice cream for lunch at school. Like, this is just an infantile way to look at politics. Yes, all of this stuff is good on its face. Like, yes, reducing the debt is good, of course. But in the next line, you say you're going to modernize the military, which is going to necessarily mean you need an increase in funding to the military. AI will take funding. All of this stuff will overall increase the debt. Less regulation across the board, but especially in energy. It's not that simple. This is an infant's view of how politics works, and none of this like directly helps the American people. This is what a tech bro thinks the American people care about. What about healthcare? Elon Musk then reposts, if they were serious about electing better Republicans, they would have worked towards that already. Instead, they pushed the opposite. Nearly a decade into Trump's GOP, and there's now no practical difference between the Freedom Caucus and the establishment. The establishment won. He then says, the America Party will have voters from the left and the right. What will they have in common? Sense. I disagree. I don't think any people on the left will be attracted to Elon Musk other than like the Andrew Yang, naive type tech bros who think that Musk is going to accelerate humanity forward. I think this party is an absolute joke. And here are some actual reasons why this will never get done. First of all, there are federal fundraising limits. Musk can't simply bankroll a national party by himself as he would a startup. There are a lot of differences between a startup and a political party, but federal law strictly limits individual contributions to political parties as a whole, so he can't do that. Also, like I said earlier, ballot access is a bureaucratic nightmare. They call it patchwork when all 50 states have different laws, and all 50 states have different regulations in this case to get on the ballot. And with each state, it gets more and more like complex and convoluted. It's hard. It's really, really hard. That's why it hasn't been done in a while. And third parties require broad, sustained, grassroots support. I mean, even those led by past billionaires, charismatic people like Ross Perot, have failed to break through the two-party system for a sustained period of time because money alone can't substitute for years and decades of coalition building. So even when Ross Perot made a lot of progress, where's that party now? Where was that party even in like 2010? It just doesn't, it's really hard to have a sustained coalition of third parties. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm not saying that it will never be done. That is different. I'm just saying this isn't going to happen. I'm saying the guy who is just shitposting manically on Twitter is not going to do it. But the reason Elon Musk is doing this, let me point out, is because he just wants to damage Trump. He threatened to primary any Republicans who voted for Trump's bill. Trump then said he was going to maybe deport Elon Musk. He didn't rule it out. And he did say he wanted to tear away Elon Musk's contracts if he does bankroll any Democrats or any third party. But I guess in summary, the America Party is not a serious political project. Please do not act like it is. I get some emails that are saying, you know, Adam, why are you so against a third party or so for the establishment? That's a mischaracterization of what I'm saying. I mean, if there was a viable third party run by somebody like Mark Cuban, I think Mark Cuban is actually a very smart, altruistic dude. He created a whole company that would lower the price of drugs. That's a good dude. Mark Cuban's a good dude. I would consider it. I think I'm a Democrat through and through, but I would consider it. But the Elon Musk America Party is not real. The structural, the legal, the organizational hurdles to launching a new national party are immense, and there is zero indication Elon Musk has the steady-handedness or the patience or any of the characteristics necessary to overcome them. I think he's just doing this to punch back against Trump in a petty way. And you know, as far as that goes, I'm for it. If you want to mess with Trump by starting a new party and pulling Republicans away, cool, I don't care. Do your political theater, but stop messing with the American people. Stop cutting the funding of projects that seem to be causing deaths across the country, and then you can go play your little games, Elon Musk. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this video, if you appreciate this channel, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. You guys like the Mockler Media logo down here? If you made it this far in the video, comment Mockler Media. We're trying to manifest it. We're trying to get a bunch of comments. That should be the new comment. Mockler Media, Mockler Media. I love you guys. See you in the next video, and peace out.